This morning, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray announced that Shell Oil cannot dock its Arctic drilling fleet at the Port of Seattle, at least not now. In March, the city's Department of Planning and Development began to review Shell's plans to use the port's Terminal 5. DPD wondered whether the port's current permits from the city allow this use. According to Mayor Murray, the answer is no, and that's a decision he agrees with.
I believe that Seattle and our port should be investing in the economy of the future. And we know because of climate change that oil drilling and oil rigs are going to be the economy of the past. And I don't believe this represents where Seattle's going. If we can be successful in high tech and be leaders, successful in coffee and be leaders, we can be successful in energy and be leaders. And this is not the way to get there.
The port did make this agreement with Shell to dock here. So how does the city have the authority to prevent that from happening?
We don't have the authority to prevent it from happening. We do have the authority to make sure they comply with the permitting process of the city of Seattle. And they, according to our Office of Planning and Development, are not in compliance and need to resubmit their request. I hope that they will not resubmit the request, but instead make a decision to change course on this.
So just to go back to the permit, they're not in compliance, meaning it's the wrong kind of permit?
The permit is 20 years old, and an oil rig is not covered under the permit they got. It is not about moorage. It's not about trade, the usual function of a port.
And so the Department of Planning and Development reviewers who looked at that agreement came to this conclusion that this permit is no good.
They did, and I concur, and the city is asking the port to reapply, and I'm asking them as mayor to actually step back from this, reconsider, and not bring oil drilling rigs to the city of Seattle.
Has the port responded yet?
They haven't had a chance. We let them know yesterday, and obviously they need time to consider this decision.
I'm speaking with Seattle Mayor Ed Murray. Mayor, I'm sure this isn't the only place where Royal Dutch Shell has Arctic drilling rigs. Ultimately, does the city's action, is it grandstanding or does it have any teeth?
Well, again, the port is a separate governmental entity from the city, so obviously we can't tell the port what to do. But when it's not in compliance with a permit, we can do that. And my hope is, this is not part of the permitting process, but it is because they're not in compliance, this is an opportunity for them to step back from this. And, yeah, maybe it'll go someplace else. That's great. We should be utilizing our port and our business to build the new economy, not the fossil fuel economy, which is dying like the old Rust Belt industries died in the Midwest. I don't think that's the Seattle that we want.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray. Josh Veit joins me now as the editor of Publicola. He covers Seattle City Hall, among other issues. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Hi.
What do you think this decision means for the relationship between the city of Seattle or the mayor's office and the port?
Well, you know, it's funny. Just when they tried to for a thaw, when the city council appointed John Okamoto, a former port administrator, now we get this. So it's back to business as usual with the port and the city at each other's throats, you know, coming off the scrap over the Sonics Stadium, the tunnel. The mayor has delivered a hot potato, political hot potato, to the port. So I think this really strange relationship. And I think what ends up happening is if they do reapply, that's just going to anger the mayor, too. He's trying to make a political point here. So I think it strains things between the city and the port.
Now, the mayor did say that he hopes that the commissioners reconsider whether they're going to allow these oil drilling rigs to dock or whether they're going to seek another permit. How likely is it, do you think, that the port commissioners will revisit their decision to welcome Royal Dutch Shell?
Well, it seems like they have to reconsider. The DPD is saying that this permit is no good. So it looks to me like they have to, I've tried to get a comment from them, and they're still evaluating this decision, as the mayor said. But it looks to me like they've got to revisit it. There are a couple of votes, as demonstrated the first time through, that are against it, two of the five. So my sense is that the votes might not be there. There is a swing vote, and you know, they've signed this thing. They're going to kick it back to the city, and that gets to your first question. It's going to strain the relationship, but I do think they revisit it.
Many environmentalists have criticized the port's decision to allow Shell to dock here in Seattle. They're planning a kayak brigade. Right now, the drilling rig is in Port Angeles, but even if Seattle does block Shell from bringing this drilling rig here, what kind of impact do you think that actually has on Shell's Arctic exploration? Or is this just grandstanding, as I asked the mayor?
Well, you know, you're asking kind of the keystone question, right? If we stop this, doesn't someone else pick up this dirty business, this work? And I think from the activist point of view, when you've got a major American port and city rejecting this type of business, I think they're hoping for kind of a domino effect that says, look, we're putting the spotlight on this industry, and public officials are coming out against it, and we're making politicians like port commissioners have to debate in public this issue. So I think, yeah, it can go somewhere else. They do, I think, have a backup permit in Alaska that's actually more expensive for them, and they don't like the weather there, so it's not as safe. But you start a conversation. I think from the activist point of view, it's a domino effect, right? This becomes a besmirched industry.
Just a last question, which contemplating it, I might have asked you first. Were you surprised by DPD's decision?
No. I mean, I think when they announced this in early March that they were looking at this, it was pretty clear that the mayor and the city council were against this. They were looking for a way to put the port on the spot. I think they've done that.
Josh Veit, Publicola editor, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
And we did reach out to the Port of Seattle for its reaction. One commissioner declined to speak with us. We haven't heard back yet from the others we contacted.